It's time to catch up now with Louise O'Neill from Farm Life Fitness. Good morning, Louise.
Morning, Tom. How are you?
Yeah, look, Louise, are slightly better off than you, I'm afraid to say. We still have power at this point in time, but I understand you don't.
Yeah, woke up this morning and, switched the lights on and then there was nothing. And then you do the standard, put the kettle on, even though there's no power, put the toaster on, even though there's no power, and
open
then you finally
fridge.
Get it.
Yep.
Yeah.
it's classic. I know. I hate it. Whenever it happens, I challenge myself to not do it, and I always end up doing it. So
exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. One of those things. But look, we're gonna talk about some making some intentional decision making. That's part of our discussion this morning. And to summarise it, we're going to talk about motion versus action. So please elaborate on that for us.
Yeah. So motion versus action is sort of talking about doing something versus actually doing it. So, for example, the motion of saying, oh, I'm going to get fit, I'm going to, go to a gym and work out in a gym, get a personal trainer. These are all motions. They're motions to put something into action. And even the motion of actually going into the gym and signing up and having money come out your account each month is a motion. But until you put it into action, until you actually have your first training session with your trainer or you just go into the gym and hop on the treadmill, there's no action. And action is where we see the results. Motion is all right to get us to a point, but action is how we get those results.
And we could probably cross that straight back to farming, just to bring in that farm aspect of it. You could buy a whole bunch of fencing gear, but unless you actually go and do something with the gear, you've only stopped at the motion phase.
Yeah, exactly. And the same as, seeding or harvest, you could get your header out and you could drive around your paddock and go, I'm going to start harvest today. But you could keep driving around that paddock, but until that bar goes down, you're not going to see any results from what you're talking about, and you're not going to get any benefit from all the work you've put in so far. So definitely, yeah.
And I think that's something that we all do, probably on more micro scales. So a good example, I've spoken to a few people who buy little online fitness app sort of training programs where they'll come up with these things and they're a great deal. They're usually $90 and they get them for 20 or 15 and they walk you through everything you need to know. And then they end up buying one or two of them because they keep seeing a better one and a better deal, but they never actually start them.
We're very good at talking the talk. But when it comes to walking the walk, that's when it gets harder. And again, it comes back to what we talk about a lot on here is finding your why, setting yourself some goals to keep you accountable, because the talking the talk, the motion, is actually really hard to do. It's that realization point that something needs to change. But until you work out really what, why, when, how it needs to change, again, there's going to be that no action or walking that walk.
Yeah, and I guess that also ties in with something we've spoken about before is that discipline versus motivation side of things. So a lot of people saying, I don't feel motivated enough to do it, whereas it's more a question of discipline, not motivation.
Yeah, definitely. Discipline is there to start. Motivation is what keeps you going, and accountability is what keeps you going as well.
Oh, love that. Get that in a quote. Stick that on the back of the car. That's great. that's a really nice distinction that you made here this morning, Louise. So we it's okay to have motion, but motion needs to lead to action and then action will lead to results. So listeners, log that one away. And if you would like your own tailored program to suit your time frame and your parameters and wherever you're at in life fitness wise, get in touch with Louise from Farm Life Fitness and she'll be able to tailor up a program especially just for you and your situation and your circumstances. And Louise, it was great to catch up with you this morning. Thank you for your time.
No worries. Thanks, Tom.